Hey, this is Bradley Weber. I'm one of the pastors on staff here at Forward Church. Listen, I'm so glad you tuned in to today's podcast. I hope it challenges you and inspires you to go after God and be all that God's called you to be. Enjoy today's message.
I think sometimes we look at love as being passive. I look at being very aggressive. Very aggressive. How many are Christians? Have you been to the cross? That was the most aggressive move God ever made. Violent. Come on, church. This morning, I am so excited about God's word because you are surrounded by worship. He has given to me, thanks to our daughter, Brittany, who sent me the song about surrounded by worship. How many know that you're all in a battle? Or you're still on the playground of the world? Hello? When you face a battle, you better know that he is on your side and he wants you to take a stand. You heard about that Wednesday night. I want you to see that love is not passive. Love is aggressive. Come on now. Coach, all I want to do is hit. I don't want to play the field. Take your uniform off. Coach, all I want to do is play on the offensive side and shoot baskets. I don't want to play defense. Come on. Coach, all I want to do is take the handoff. I don't want anybody to hit me. Man, if you're carrying the football, you're going to get hit. Hold on. No. It's not about sports. If you are carrying the blood of Jesus Christ, you are going to have assault after assault after assault. I want you to listen. I'm just going to start this message because you got to understand that God will show you how to battle, and worship is the strategic plan of the Father. Wait till you see. I want to give you the whole thing because there's a letter and a word for the name battle, but I'm only going to start it this morning. I want you to see this morning that God loves the world, but sometimes we are so passive. Let me explain it to you this way, and I'm way out of my league here. There are men and women who went into the military because they love this nation. Would you say war is violent? I would think so. But they love this country so much, they laid their lives down that we can have what we have to. Come on, church. True or false? That's true. Love is not just passive, it's aggressive. It will absolutely run to the battlefield, i.e. David. Hello? There has to be a balance. Like a basketball court is balanced. You've got to have those moments where you're playing defense, and then you got to play offense, and then you got to be able to do it in transition. Hello? Church, God wants us to win daily the battles in our lives. But if we don't know how to worship beyond Sunday, the enemy, frankly, will kick your tail. He is not afraid of what you do in here. He is on attack for what you do out there. But if whatever you're doing out there is not surrounded, that's going to be the song at the end of the message, is not surrounded in worship, you're going down. Hello? Are you with me this morning? Okay, watch this. So the ministry started way back in around 1990. I'm not going to ask if there's anybody here this morning that was there with us in 1990. There have been so many people that have come and gone through this ministry. Those who were worshipers who just then walked away. Come on. Because the church in America has taken a back seat to the political forum. Hello? And we're no longer making changes in this nation. We are adjusting to the culture and the customs of the hour. That'll preach right there. And the enemy is snoozing us into going, but you're just supposed to love. You better believe I'm going to love. Well, I'm going to love the way Jesus did. All the way to the cross. Willing to lay down our lives so that people will understand how aggressive the love of God truly is. Where this ministry is today and where God's going to take it is the result of people who understood how to handle the battles of life. And it's always through worship. Hello? It is always through worship. Watch this. Now this is going to make Chad happy. If the crowd is a little on the low side, all you got to do is play Hang On Sloopy. I'm sorry. Play the motto of Chiefland High School, and all of a sudden the fans begin to rally around the band. That's the power of a band. That's the power of music. Listen, that is what Satan, who used to be Lucifer, who used to be the archangel of worship in heaven, he knows if he can trump you in worship, he will beat you on the battlefield. He is wicked as wicked can be. So I'm going to go slow with this. And the oil is for two levels when we get to the end this morning. And then also we're going to pray over Paul this morning. Listen to this, if you will, please. Because I'm sure some of you are going, I even said to the Lord while that song was being played, I said, I think I missed my calling. I should have been in the military, not in the ministry. Because what the church wants to hear today, I said the church, that's the whole body of Christ, is not what the word brings. There are times when you have got to be aggressive and go, no more. That's it right there. You got to tell the enemy that. But if you don't back that up with worship, you're going down. Listen to this real close. Ready? Worship is an act of war against the enemy of our hearts. That's a quote from a lady. Let me say it again. Worship is an act of war against the enemy of our hearts. He's not sure if you're really a warrior until Monday. Now he knows the worshiper is a warrior, i.e. David. That would be King David. He wasn't just a psalmist. He was a man who was a warrior. So let me encourage you, put worship at the home level. Put worship at the home level. Robin shared this with me because we always listen to Tom Dooley in the one-year Bible every day. Listen to what he said this morning. And the only way you're going to counter his attacks is through worship. Worship will open up things you've never seen opened before. Listen, if Satan doesn't succeed as the devouring lion, he will come as the deceiving serpent. He's out to devour you, but if he can't take you there, he will work on deception. And I want to tell you the key to break all deception, worship before God. Hello? I know, I'm trusting, and I'm even thinking about, for those who really want this, to make a copy so you have it. Let me explain to you this way. This is so key and fundamental for the future of this ministry. When we close our ministry here at the end of this year, that you must understand that if the enemy can beat you in worship, everything is going down. Let me explain it to you this way because I've got a few coaches here. If a pitcher knows that you are not confident at the plate, he owns you every time you come to the plate. The enemy knows we're here today worshiping, but if I don't carry this worship out onto the playing field tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday and on, he knows I'm not a warrior. And I'm a passive lover. This is St. Patrick's Day, and I did a little research on St. Patrick as a person because we actually had a chance to go to Ireland and all of that, and that's not the point. But listen to St. Patrick. What he said. Are you listening? He was called the Apostle of Ireland. This is what he said. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left. And then he left this in a journal. Listen closely. My name is Patrick. I'm a sinner, a simple country person, and the least of all believers. And I'm looked down upon by many. And he started at least 100 churches in Ireland. Let's go to the Word. I'd love to give so that you'll come back. But the word battle has a word behind each of the letters. And we're just going to deal with the first one because I want to make sure that those who need prayer and respond to what the Holy Spirit did in worship, that we will follow through. I want the enemy to know he is no match. Hello? Here's how I used to be when I was back in that day. I would sing the hymns on Sunday, but I was into the rock and roll on Monday, and he kicked my hind end all week long. And he's doing it right now. Not on me, but on our society. Come on, church. That's what's happening. We go in and we do whatever we do, and then we walk out and we go, well, let's do it again on Wednesday. No, I'm going to do it tonight, and I'm going to do it tomorrow, and I want him to know, I don't care what size Goliath is, he's going down. Worship is an act of war against the enemy of our hearts. Listen to this verse, if you will, please. And then we're just going to look at the first one. What does the B stand for? Listen closely. He brought them, see if this is passive or aggressive. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. He broke their chains in pieces. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron in two. Psalm 107, verse 14, 15, and 16. What Jesus Christ experienced, how many of you would like to be spit on this morning? How many of you would like to have your clothes stripped off of you this morning? How many of you would like to have thorns placed on your head? That's love standing right there, ladies and gentlemen. How many of you would like to be beaten like Jesus was beaten? That's love, ladies and gentlemen. How many of you would be willing to be strapped to a tree and crucified for others who may not even care for you, i.e. Jesus? They rejected him. That is not a passive love. That's a very aggressive love against darkness. Hello? Okay, now I'm going to really come in close. I think most parents love children with a passive love. But we are in a generation, i.e. Baker Acts, where parents need to become aggressive. And I don't mean put your hands on your kids. I'm talking about where you lay the law down. And this is the way it's going to be. Hello? Example. Because I like to keep it right on the line. So we're all leaving Gainesville last night, and Joshua was hanging out with some young people, which was good, and the right kind of young people. There are right and wrong people. There are right people, and there are wrong people. Yes, they're all people, and yes, they all have the opportunity to come to Christ. But if you don't have any discernment to know right from wrong, you don't even know right from wrong. Hello? Maybe there's some chains being broken today. And so, you know, he's going to have a birthday. He'll be 19. You know, most kids, by the time they're 12, they're 25. And now they're telling you, hello? So he texts mom. Not a bad idea. And goes, do you mind if we just kind of hang out for a little bit when we get back into Chiefland at Taco Bell? I said, you know what? Give him kudos right there. Because most kids don't even ask for permission anymore. They just go on and do it. And then mom and dad don't say nothing to him. Please. Hello? We are surrounded in worship, and I want you to get that this morning. Now for the only point that I want you to take out of here this morning. If Satan doesn't succeed as the devouring lion, he will come as the deceiving spirit. What a powerful, powerful quote. Here we go. Ready? The B stands for baseline. I'm not talking sports. Worship must be your baseline to him. Just two verses. Ready? Exodus 20, verse 3. Worship no God but me. Worship no God, lowercase by the way, no God but me. There are no other gods but him. He alone is God. And every knee is going to bow from every religion, from every nation, from every part of the continents. They are going to bow to the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, worship no God but me. Listen, if the enemy knows that you don't have a baseline and I don't have a baseline, he's got us. It's just a matter of time. You've got to have a baseline. Now may I incorporate basketball for just a moment. You must take the ball out of bounds before you can put it in play. It's called the baseline. You've got to have a baseline in your faith. And what should be your baseline? Well, I worship God on Sunday. Wait till you hear what Dr. Tozer says about that. No. It's worshiping God every day. In fact, it might be good if we just leave worship music on when we leave our home so that when we come home, the atmosphere hadn't changed. Back in the day, way back in the day, when I got into my Chevelle Malibu, the first thing I put on was rock and roll. That's the first thing I put on. It set the tone for everything I did. Right into the enemy's camp. In church on Sunday, in hell on Monday. In church Wednesday night with the young people, in hell the rest of the week, doing anything I want. I just need for you to understand this morning, or the Holy Spirit wants us to understand, that this is a battleground. And the only way that you're going to win and set your young people up and your children and your grandchildren for success is to recognize that life is a battleground. And you must know your baseline. And what is that baseline? I will worship no other person but God and God alone. We've all said it. I've said it. Joshua, please do not be offended. But he came to me on Wednesday night and he said, you know what, I'm kind of tired. It's been kind of a full day. Can I just stay home tonight? I just looked at him. That's not even open for discussion. Unnegotiable. If he breaks you down in the middle of the week, wait till the weekend. Come on, church. Wait, I mean, say something when I start lying to you. 1 Chronicles 16:11, go to the Lord for help. But what does our culture say? Go to everybody else but to him, which tells you he's not God in your life. Listen, Exodus 20, verse 3 again, almost finished. I know this sounds more military than it does for the culture of our society. Worship no God but me. Let me break that down. If I was in the military, and I'm out there on the front line and I'm fighting for the red, white, and blue. And then I start hearing that back in the country that I am serving, they're beginning to raise other flags. I'm done. I mean, I went out to fight for the United States of America and the Constitution and our forefathers and all those that have gone before us. And now I'm seeing that we're raising other flags in our country. I'm done. My life means more to me than that. Now I'm not talking about the flag. Now I'm talking about God and God alone. Why not begin now to worship him? Why not now begin to bow before him? Why not now to say nothing else matters but God and God alone? Now 1 Chronicles 16:11. I'm talking only one thing this morning. Listen. Worship must be your baseline to him. That's huge. There's a whole lot more that should really be discussed in regards to a baseline to him. And again, I'm not opposed to feeling good or walking out feeling good. But if my main objective is to come to church so that I can feel good, all hell's waiting on you. All hell's waiting on you. Man, come on, there's days when we don't feel good. I was at a particular school the other day, and the student was mopey and all of that, and he was really kind of cloudy, and he was just sitting on the chair, and he said, I don't really feel good. I've been really battling sickness. I said, man, sit up. And he kind of stirred. I said, sit up. I said, have you combed your hair today? And I knew that I had hurt his feelings. And I said, at least I did. And that kind of helped him a little bit. Hello? You've got to have a baseline. And your baseline is not your feelings. Your baseline is Christ and Christ alone. Because of what you did for me. The reason that you died that I might have eternal life. Lord Jesus, you are my baseline. And I worship you and you alone. Amen. All right, here's the quote. So listen, life is a battle. I'm trying to do in these closing moments what Robin and I have lived here for over 30 years. And that is to deal with battles and go right on through. And now the Lord has brought thanks to Brittany, and you're about to hear Michael W. Smith share with us that we are surrounded in worship if we understand that the battle doesn't belong to us, it belongs to the Lord, but you must have a baseline. 1 Chronicles 16:11. Go to the Lord for help and worship him occasionally. No, it says worship him continually. That means when I get out to my car, either my cell phone or 101.7, whatever it is, man, I'm going to begin. No, it's not rock and roll. It's not any of those names that I'm not going to use. No, that is totally off. That's not on the docket any longer. No, I'm not going to retract, and no, I'm not going to retrace, and I'm not going back. Have you ever said that to yourself? That's what you need to say so that he knows you're not to be fooled with. Dr. A.W. Tozer, I grew up underneath his ministry. Listen closely to what he said. Ready? Quote, if you're not worshiping God on Monday the way you did the day before, perhaps you're not worshiping him at all. I was soft. Let me read it again. Dr. A.W. Tozer, if you're not worshiping God on Monday the way you did the day before, perhaps you're not worshiping him at all. Background, please, but not Michael W. Smith. Church, I cannot tell you, as a servant and a warrior in the kingdom, how many times I wanted to go enough. People show up, they want to be a part of worship, they want to lead worship, and within months to a year, they're gone. But I had this person in my life who was right. Of course you know who it is. It's Robin. And she said, God's going to take us through. God's going to do it. You just keep bringing the word. I'll do my part. Man, there were days we didn't have any of what you see in here today. See, that's what I'm saying, what's going on. Lord, help me to break this down. This generation has no clue what's been sacrificed and what's been surrendered for them to have what they have today. It's true. Watch this. Chad, you're on the hot seat. Man, the kids just want to come in and be a part of the band. They don't know the amount of work and stuff that you have done so that it can be what it is and what it's going to continue to be. Because we are not creating warriors. Listen, I'm not talking about running out with signs and all of that. Most Christians are very passive. They're very passive. Man, your home should be a war zone. I don't mean where you're fighting against each other, but where you are just tearing down strongholds. You're demolishing everything that comes against the will of God in your lives. Well, man. See, kids don't do it only. My job is so hard. Man, please. You know what I was just doing. Well, I hope you're not embarrassed. The enemy, he just salivates over the weakness when God has called us to war. We don't need any more, and he's not that man any longer. We don't need any more Peters. We need Peters after Pentecost and the fullness of the Holy Spirit, where you go, yeah, let's go. But this morning you are surrounded by the angels of the Lord. Not only that, whatever your battle is, if you know your baseline, you're going to win. Oh, by the way, and again, because it's so relevant. There were a few times, and when I saw that it happened, I corrected it in practice. There were kids who were always trying to get as close to the baseline blue over at Chiefland High School. Well, you put your foot on that baseline, you just turn the ball over. Just know this is my baseline. I'm standing right here. And what you going to do about that, Goliath? Bring your junk. But you got to make sure that you're armored up. You got your belt on, your breastplate. You got your shoes, got your helmet, got your shield, got your sword. And don't edge forward on that baseline. Your baseline is him. See, I've already stepped on the court. I'm in trouble. If there's anyone that knows the rules of the kingdom, he does. He is a devourer and he's a deceiver. I was in a boardroom meeting, because I always love to keep it current. At least you'll walk out of here with something. And there was an individual that was before the board because of some things where they had stolen. And one of the board members said, if there's one thing I can't, I'm talking about the enemy, really. And one board member said, if there's one thing I cannot stand, is human beings who steal from others. I thought, oh, you got a little bit of backbone. And so then the riot act came. I just sat there and listened. Guess what? There is a thief who comes to steal, John 10:10. There is a thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And if all I can do is worship in here on Sunday, and then Monday it's out the back door, and I don't think about it again until Wednesday, man, I'm getting beat every day. This is what God is trying to say to the church today, is that you must have a baseline. And that baseline is him. Not religion, not where other people's baseline is, it's just in him. I live, listen to the word of God, I live and move and have my being in him. That's it. So this morning, I'm sure some of you are going, oh, man, we need to toughen up. We need to tighten up. We need to shore up. We need to play up, because the enemy is introducing anything and everything to see if we'll compromise. And when you start compromising, you just moved off the baseline. No. Christ won't move. You moved. So now this morning, there's two things that he asked that I would do. And then also we're going to pray for Paul. And that concludes the message. Part one on we are surrounded in worship. Wait till you hear Michael W. Smith as he sings that the battle belongs to the Lord. We have a scripture verse in our home. It's Exodus 14:14. It says, be still and let the Lord fight for you. Now that's pretty much like our society. That would be called a lie. Our society isn't quiet. Our society is going to somehow show, oh, you're off the baseline. that's a foul ball. No, it's not. Let's review it. If God calls it a foul ball, that's a foul ball. So here it is. In the worship time this morning, the worship team led us in this area. Dry bones. I just want to pray for individuals this morning who go, you know what? Man, my bones are getting, I don't mean because of your age or the lack thereof, whatever. It's where you feel spiritually like, man, my bones are just, what's happened? I feel dry on the inside. I want to pray for you. Secondly, the Holy Spirit showed there are those who feel like they've been on the ash pile forever. I want to pray over you also. And at the end, we're going to have Stacy, you're going to come. I got your name right today. It's a new day. I want to have you come and stand in for Paul. And we're going to anoint you. And we're going to pray for healing over Paul's body. Who would like to stand this morning and go, yep?
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Forward Church Online. At Forward, we believe that God speaks to each one of us individually, directing our lives and giving us focus. It is our desire that you would experience Christ and pursue His purpose for your life. One of the easiest ways to draw close to God is by connecting with the local church. Get started today by visiting myforwardchurch.org to find out all the ways that you can give, serve, and grow.